सर्वशास्त्राब्धि पीयूषा सर्ववेदैक सत्फला सर्वसिद्धांत रत्नाढ्या सर्वलोकैक दृक्प्रदा सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभो कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तिता ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदे अहम श्रीगुरो श्रीजुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा It's my great pleasure to be here underneath this sacred tamal tree in the home of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Sri Vrindavan Dham, in the assembly of great illustrious Vaishnavas. I heartily, very much grateful to Dharmatma Prabhu, he gave me a chance to purify my tongue by glorifying the Supreme Lord Sri Hari, Sri Krishna. So, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 5, entitled The Meeting of Nand Maharaj and Vasudeva. The verse Text 4 is written on the board, and it is one of the very, very important verse often quoted by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and it is very meaningful also. So please repeat after me.
Kale nasnana shauchabhyam संस्कारैस्तपसिज्यया शुद्ध्यन्ति दानै संतुष्ट्या द्रव्याणि आत्मात्मविद्यया
वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद कालेन बाय ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम The land and other material things become purified स्नान शौचाभ्याम बाय बेदिंग द बॉडी बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड एंड बाय क्लिंसिंग अनक्लीन थिंग्स बिकम प्यूरिफाइड संस्कारे बाय प्यूरिफिकेटरी प्रोसेस वर्थ बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड तपसा बाय ऑस्टेरिटी द सेंसेस बिकम प्यूरिफाइड इज्जया बाय वर्शिप द ब्राह्मणस बिकम प्यूरिफाइड शुद्ध्यन्ति बिकम प्यूरिफाइड दाने बाय चैरिटी वेल्थ बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड संतुष्ट्या बाय सैटिस्फैक्शन द माइंड बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड द्रव्याणि ऑल मटेरियल पोजिशंस सच एज काउच लैंड एंड गोल्ड आत्मा द सोल बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड आत्मविद्यया बाय सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन ट्रांसलेशन ओ किंग बाय द पासिंग ऑफ टाइम लैंड एंड अदर मटेरियल पोजिशंस आर प्यूरिफाइड By bathing, the Lord, the body is purified. And by being cleansed, unclean things are purified. By purificatory ceremonies, worth is purified. By austerity, the senses are purified. And by worship and charity offered to the Brahmanas, material possessions are purified. By satisfaction, the mind is purified. And by self-realization or Krishna consciousness, the soul is purified. Purport. There are Shastric injunctions concerning how one can purify everything according to the Vedic civilization. Unless purified, anything we use will infect us with contamination. This sentence we can easily understand. Since last 1 year we are facing that. Unless purified, anything we use will infect us with contamination. Yes? In India, 5,000 years ago, even in the villages such as that of Nanda Maharaj, people knew how to purify things and thus they enjoyed even material life without contamination. So this is 10th canto, 5th chapter. In the beginning of each and every chapter, there is an introduction given by Sridhar Swami. A wonderful brief introduction gives. From that a single verse, we can easily understand what is there, the content in the chapter. So he says, Panchame Jatakam Nandaha Sunaha Krutva Mahotsavam. 10th canto, 5th chapter, which we are reading. 10th canto, 5th chapter describes Nanda Maharaj arranged a big celebration. What kind of celebration? Performing the rituals of Krishna's birth, and that is Nanda Utsav. Gatvatha Mathurang Prapa Vasudeva Gamotsavam. He says, Atha Mathurang Gatva. After that, going to Mathura, he means Nanda Baba met Vasudev. And what he did? He described the pompous, gorgeous festival which happened in Vraj, that is Nanda Utsav. So this is the description, the detailed description is there in the fifth chapter especially. Now Sukadeva Goswami in the beginning of the fifth chapter, he confirms a very important question. And what is that question? Krishna is the son of Vasudeva Devaki or Nanda Yasoda? Which one is the correct? Krishna, whether he is the son of Vasudeva or Devaki, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, whether he is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki or Nanda Yasoda, since they say that it is described that Nanda Baba is a foster father of Krishna. So from this we can understand that Vasudeva and Devaki is the actual father of Krishna. Important question. So according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami himself confirms Krishna is the son of also, or you can say indeed, or you can say certainly, damn sure, the son of Nanda Yasoda. In the first verse, 10.5.1, he uses the word Nandastu Atmaja. So this word is the clue, the proof that Krishna is the son of Nanda Yasoda. Srila Prabhupada comments, yesterday His Grace Sutagati Prabhu read, wonderfully explained also, that how Krishna is the son of Nanda Yasoda. Srila Prabhupada comments Vishwanath Chakravarti. He says that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has discussed the significance of the word Nandastu. The word tu, he says, is not used just to fulfill the sentence, because without tu, the sentence is complete. Sanda is complete already. The why there is necessary of another extra word tu? So he says that therefore the word tu is used for a different purpose. Although Krishna appeared the son of Devaki, and Devaki and Vasudev did not enjoy the Jata Karma, as soon as they did not celebrate that, the festival of birth ceremony. Instead, this ceremony was enjoyed by Nanda Baba. Therefore, the line, the word, Nandastu Atmaja Utpanne. So, this tu is like very reassuring or reconfirming that Krishna is the son of Nanda Yasoda. So, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Path gives some description from Harivansa. He says that in the eighth month, eighth day, remember Janmashtami Tithi? Eighth month of pregnancy of Yasoda, eighth month, eighth day, Ashtami Tithi Krishna Paksha. So, this is the time, eighth month on the eighth Tithi, before the pregnancy. Actually, Krishna appeared before the pregnancy. Before the pregnancy was complete, both Devaki and Yasoda gave birth Lord Krishna at same time. This is from Harivansh Puran. So, Chakravarti Path gives a reference. Of course, we know from other description, Jiva Goswami also says that Krishna appeared in both the places. And in this first verse also, wonderful word Sukadeva Goswami utters, Nanda Maharaj, for Nanda Maharaj, that is Mahamana, or such a wonderful word. We have one Srila Prabhupada disciple and former president of this temple. Mahamana. So he is saying that Nanda Maharaj was Mahamana. What is the meaning of Mahamana? Magnanimous. Naturally he was very, very magnanimous. Very broad-minded and open-hearted, charitable, all varieties of quality. How he is magnanimous, Nanda Baba? So this verse describes the subsequent verses. But before that, we can get some wonderful information from Jiva Goswami's Gopal Champu. Exactly what happened when Lord Krishna took birth, in the maternity home, Yasoda was, in one sense, like, apparently, in a pastime, you can say, she was fainted, because she just took birth a baby. And who was taking care of all the things, especially leading by the wife of Upananda Maharaj, the wives of other brothers of Nanda Baba, and especially Rohini Mata. So when Nanda Baba heard that he has got a baby, little Krishna, of course the Namkaran was not there, we are saying little Krishna. When he has, Nanda Maharaj heard that he has got a baby, he was like blissful. And he rushed to that place, near to that maternity home, because the men cannot enter that place where Yasoda was lying. So what happened there? Nanda then entered the inner chambers with boys, endowed with Vedic knowledge, and placed an auspicious pot. There is a sign of auspicious, we say kalash or kumbha. Nanda Baba kept an auspicious pot, kumbha or kalasa, on the doorstep. And then, at that time, Rohini, having the most sublime desires, understood that Nanda Baba had come. So, Rohini Mata, she came out of that maternity home and she opened the screen little bit, she came out, she saw Nanda Baba is standing in front of that room. But because he can't enter. And she gave the good news. Rohini Mata gave the good news to Nanda Baba. At that time, all the wives of Nanda Baba's brothers, like the wives of Upanandas and others, they rushed to Nanda Baba and they demanded something from Nanda Baba. They said that only then we will show you the face of the little child if you give us something, something very, very precious. And they, because they are relatives, they are bhabi of Nanda Maharaj and their relatives. So they were demanding. And Nanda Baba said, okay, I'll give you everything, whatever you want. He assured them. Nanda Baba promised to please them. They were asking some priceless items, some jewels, some ornaments like that. And Nanda Baba assured them, whatever you want, I'll give you. And then they showed they got the newborn baby to show Nanda Baba. As soon as Nanda Baba saw from a distance, just imagine, take your mind to that place. In the inner chamber, Yasoda is lying with little Krishna and Rohini Mata and other wives of the Nanda Baba, brothers, they are getting the child and they are just about to show the face of little Krishna to Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba from a distance is saying, my Atmaja. Atmaja means my boy, my son, who is just born from me. So that what kind of love and affection. As soon as he first time saw from a distance the curly beautiful hair of Krishna and bluish bodily hue, he was stunned, motionless for a moment. This is the position of Nanda Baba, the first vision of seeing Krishna. And by the time they are getting the child to him, many emotions arose with Nanda. Then Nanda, endowed with profound nature, became completely stunned. After some time, he recovered, and Upananda's wife, desiring Upananda, especially the brother of Nanda Mama, Nanda Maharaj, Upananda's wives, desiring to increase the bliss of Nanda Baba, at last that moment came when she gave the child to his eternal father, Nanda Maharaj. Imagine, devotees, Nanda Maharaj, in this pastime, and the once in a day of Lord Brahma, he is seeing, looking, gazing at the beautiful face of his dear son, Krishna. So, the moment Upananda's wife gave the child to Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba's emotions, at that time, Yasoda, inside the chamber, she could hear that Upananda's wife is giving her son to his father. By just hearing that sound, that Nanda Baba got the baby and he's gazing at his beautiful face, Yasoda, one who gives yasa to everyone, the kirti, yasa, fame to everyone, she started shedding tears. Her hair stood on end and she also became stunned because of this ecstasy that my husband is looking his son for the first time in his entire life after years of waiting for a child. That was the moment. So in this way, Nanda Baba saw. And then the text 3, the verse explains how the celebration started, Nanda Utsav. So he says, Sukadeva Goswami, Dhenu Nam Niyute Pradat Viprebhya Samalankrutei Tiladrin Sapta Ratnogho Sat Kaumbham Barabhrutan. Sukadeva Goswami explains that Dhenu Nam Niyute Pradat. While hearing the narration, you just imagine the opulence of Nanda Baba. Why not? Jaya Sri Krishna Balaram Radhishyam Gaur Nitaya. Why not the Nanda Baba's opulence will be? Because who has taken birth? Krishna. And the first song of Gopi Geet, Srayat Indira Saswadatradhi, where Indira, Sakshat Lakshmi, Saubhagya Ki Devi, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, is appeared there. Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Vraja. So Krishna is there and Saubhagya Ki Devi, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune is there. What will be any less charity, any less wealth? So the Nanda Baba's charity while celebrating the Jatakarma Sanskara or Jannanda Utsav, what is that? Dhenunam Niyute Pradat. 20 times 100,000, that is 2 millions of cows. Just imagine how many cows we see in our gosala or any gosala. 2 millions of cows, and that too not old budhi gai. They are all milk giving cows with their little calves. 2 millions of cows. Then he says samalankrate. The adjective is samalankrate, completely decorated with cloths and jewels. The cows are decorated with gold plated horns, just like you see in our altar, there is gold plating the altar. So in the same way, the gold plated horns and silver plated hoops and beautiful cloth on the body, on the top of the cow, completely decorated and also with a calf. Viprebhya, Nanda Baba gave to all the brahmanas. And what else? See, there is one called dana, another is called dakshina. This was the dana of Nanda Baba. And what about dakshina? Devotee goes sometime, they ask that, this is dana, what is dakshina then? Dakshina is something different. Nanda Baba gave dakshina. What dakshina he gave? Saptatila Adrin. 7 piles, hills of grains. Tila means sesame seeds. And in contextually you can understand grains, various grains. 7 hills of grains he gave to the brahmanas. Apart from that, Ratna Ogho Satakambha Ambara Avratan. Plates filled with precious jewels. And that is covered with decorated golden embroidery cloth. So many jewels he gave. So Nanda Baba's, this is Nanda Utsav donation. So this is exactly how much and what he gave. We get information from our Jiva Goswamis. Let us hear. So, we say that, okay, cows he gave, and jewels and seven hills of grains. So wonderfully explains Jiva Goswami in Jiva Gopal Champu. He said that when his servants brought auspicious items, he began giving charity profusely to the qualified brahmanas. Nanda Baba, as he was going to give charity, he was about to give charity, he sent out the messengers, go, announce in the whole Braj, all the brahmanas come to Nanda Bhavan for charity. It is said that the number of messengers were very less to send. I am not saying the number of brahmanas are less to take. The number of messengers were less to give the message. Unfortunately, there was no WhatsApp or Facebook. Otherwise, the social media circulation will be. So, Nanda Baba sent so many messengers. And the message was spread everywhere. So, he gave 10,000 cows. And then 100,000. Then 1,000,000. And then 2,000,000. He gave 2,000,000 cows with gold-plated horns. But his heart was not satisfied. This was only dana. What is dakshina? One is called charity, another is called donation. Little bit difference. Of course, both are same. But dana and dakshina. He gave 7 piles of sesame, each 10 dronas in volume. The brahmanas who got the donation, they estimated that the gifts of gems and gold were even greater than the amount of sesame he gave. The gifts of gems and gold, what Nanda Baba gave, was greater than the sesame till. That much wealth he gave. Because his gifts were without limit, unlimited. The eyes of all the people filled with astonishment, the kind of charity Nanda Baba gave. Unlimited brahmanas came without introduction, without even introduction. All these Mishras, Pandas, Tiwaris, Shuklas, whatever, Joshis, all of them, they were there to get the charity. So, unlimited brahmanas came without introduction. No one knows whose brahmanas, which brahmana is from which place. And they were all recognized by their spiritual effulgence. The brahmanas are also not this ordinary brahmanas, spiritual effulgence. The effulgence would come there from their bodies. Because of their austerity, their piety. He says, Kavikarnapuru, Ananda Vrindavan Champu, he says, to ensure his son's welfare, Nanda Maharaj donated newborn calves to each and every brahmana. As I said, cows with the calves he gave, thus turning their homes into abodes of Surabhi cows. These cows had gold and silver plated horns and hoofs, and jeweled necklaces adorning their necks. In addition, Nanda Baba filled the courtyards of their homes, to whom he gave, with hills of gold, jewels and sesame seeds. While Nanda distributed charity, the Kamadhenus, the comparison, just see what kind of comparison is given here. The comparison, generally one who goes to near to the Kamadhenu, a wish fulfilling cow, he gets everything. Also, one who goes near to a desire tree, Kalpavruksha, he gets everything, whatever he wants. These are the noted popular charioteer in one who gives charity, charitable personality in the world. And touchstone. What is touchstone? Spurs money. If you touch to some iron, it will become gold. Or you can ask any amount of gold from the touchstone. Remember that pastime in Samantak Mani, in 10th canto? Such kind of stone. So these objects of very popular charitable objects or personality in the creation. It is said, what Nanda Maharaj gave in charity on that day, Nanda Utsav, the Kamadhanus, the touchstone, the desire tree, they lost their power. to produce valuable items. That much charity Nanda Baba gave to all the Brahmanas. Even the jewel producing oceans lost their stock of jewels. Sometimes ocean, we see means we hear, we never see. The ocean also produced jewels. Even the ocean also became very much shameful by seeing the charity of Nanda Baba, what he gives. I don't have that much jewels within me to produce. Even so much so, Ananda Vrindavan Champu explained, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, she became a kind of beggar. Bhikarin ban gai. The who? The supreme goddess of fortune, Mahalakshmi. Just by her blessing, everyone becomes a rich person, fortune. The goddess of fortune in the abode of lotus, he has only one lotus in her hand. That means she became kind of beggar. What Nanda Baba gave charity to the Brahmanas. Immense wealth, incomparable. So in this way, Nanda Baba gave charity. But suddenly, what happened? Taking opportunity, Sukadev Goswami says one interesting verse. See, we are hearing there Nanda Utsav in some Bhagavat Katha in India. If you see, they also celebrate Nanda Utsav. That too, in the 7th day of Bhagavat Katha, professional reciters, particularly on the 4th day, they recite 10th canto, Krishna Janma. Because Sukadev Goswami has started on the 4th day, he started 10th canto to Parikshit Maharaj. Following that tradition, the Bhagavat Kathakar, they also say 10th canto, Krishna Janma in the 4th day. So what kind of celebration they do in Nanda Utsav in Bhagavat Katha? There is some festival, some gana, some sang, some kirtan and some braj sang. At most they give charity, some chocolates they throw to the audience. You see? So, not to even coins. Some chocolates, some very pretty things they throw. This is Nanda Utsav. What? This is actually nothing in front of what Nanda Baba gave charity to the audience, to the Brahmana. What kind of this simple chocolates, which is useless. Even the devotees, they don't take chocolate also. So, in this such a celebration, suddenly, Sukadev Goswami is saying some very important verse which is full of lesson. He is saying that what is the importance of giving charity? This is the topic, the way Nanda Baba gave charity. Especially those who are in the family men, the grihasthas, for them it is very, very important to hear. Of course, the brahmacharis, sannyasis, anyway they are beggar, they are dependent on Lord and grihasthas. So, taking this opportunity Sukadev Goswami gives, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 points he says, the purification. What happens? What kind of object gets purified by what? So while narrating, you can count these points. What? How many points you will cover? There are 9 points. First he is saying, Kalena. So Kalena, he says that Prabhupada writes in the translation everything. One by one I will read. Kalena Sudhyanti. The word Sudhyanti here, the word Sudhyanti, or you can say the verb Sudhyanti, the Kriya Sudhyanti will add in each word. Kalena Sudhyanti, Snana Sudhyanti, Sauchabhyam Sudhyanti, Saskare Sudhyanti. It will add in every word, each and every word. So what is Kalena? He is saying by passing of time, land and other possessions are purified. By passing of time. We see in some places there is a ditch, a hole in the earth, and after a period of time you come there and it will be filled. Automatically the earth gets filled. In the rainy season the water is totally muddy, the very much dirty. As soon as the autumn season comes, our Sarat Purnima comes, as soon as the autumn season comes, the water gets purified. Kalena, a due course of time, it gets purified. First, second one is snana, bathing. By bathing, the body gets purified. Therefore, we do take bath every day, at least once, twice, thrice, whatever is possible. The body gets purified. And third, saucabhyam. There are certain things, by certain detergent or some other objects, it gets clean. Therefore, saucabhyam, by being cleansed, unclean things are purified. Such as those who are doing DT backup in our temple, they must have experience, or even those who are washing the pots of the deities. Here you can see the devotee, one who washed the pots of the deities, the silver plates are being washed by liquid soap, kind of soap. But the brass plates, copper plates, you can't clean by just soap. You have to use some tamrin, pitambari, yeah, to clean that plate. They are used there in DT backup. So, therefore, saucabhyam, unclean things are purified by cleansing. This, we can take so many examples. This temple hall is cleaned by brooming. So, unclean things are purified by cleansing the process. Then, samskare, someone is counting how many you have covered. Kalena, second snana, third saucabhyam, and then fourth one is samskare. Samskare, by purificatory ceremonies. There are various purificatory ceremonies in anyone's life. Even starting from the garbhadhana samskara, before the child even takes birth. Garbhadhana samskara, the wife, the Mataji is pregnant before that. And then she is pregnant. That is called Srimanta samskara. They do. So there are various types of samskaras. Till end, antima samskara in the crematorium. So all these samskaras, purificatory ceremonies, by this the birth is purified, our janma is purified. Okay, this fourth is covered. Then next fifth, tapasa, by austerity, the senses are purified. Yes? We are told by our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, to get up early in the morning, come to Mangalarati, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and attend the classes, hearing Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and doing various services, Harinam Sankirtan. So all these are undoubtedly tapasya, that too in the month of December, January, in the holy land of Vrindavan. Certainly this is a tapasya. So by tapasya, our senses are getting purified. And then he says, sixth one, ijaya, by puja. It is said here, ijaya means puja. All the second initiated devotee, means Gayatri Dixit devotee, brahmanas, they do puja. We have here also deity worship, and the families, the grihasthas, they have deities in their home. So all the second initiated devotees generally, they do some puja, some deity worship. By deity worship, the brahmanas, the existence gets purified. And then he said, seventh one, dane drabyani, by charity, by giving charity, one's possessions gets purified. Whatever the possessions they have, material possessions, that gets purified. So therefore, just like you see here, Nanda Maharaj is giving charity. When someone gives charity, that possessions gets purified. So in this context, one has to understand that how much, to whom, and which place. There are descriptions in the Shastras. But at least we hear from Rupa Goswami's description. Prabhupada writes, Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport also, how Rupa Goswami divided his savings. And then 50% is for ISKCON, or not Brahmanas and Brahmins, and 25% is for emergency, and 25% for his family members, like that. So in this way, one should know the art, especially those who are family men, how much should give charity, and how the savings can be divided in a proper ratio to use to serve everyone. In this context, I just want to quote one verse from 8th canto, 19th chapter, Bali Maharaj section, and that is such a wonderful verse, text 37, 8:19-37. This verse describes the financial management for a devotee. Interesting, no? You don't have to go to outside to get some tips from the so-called books or so-called motivational speakers to get some financial management. Everything is there in our Vedic literature. Shukracharya says to Bali Maharaj, there is one thing is called Suddha Bhakti, which demands everything, surrender everything. Manasa deho geho joki chumara arpilu tuva pade samusundara. Everything you give. But there is also some practicality. And how much and when, to whom one can give. Especially those who are families, men, grihasthas, they can learn this art from Shastras. How they can have this financial management. All the savings can be divided into 5 parts. And this can be used in various purposes. Shukracharya says, first, remember, dharmaya, everyone from his income or savings, at least 10% of his savings or income should exclusively use for the donation, for charity, for dharmaya, for religious purpose, especially for spiritual activity like charity to Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. In a temple community like Pune, when I was there is thousands of congregations and thousands of youth. And there is a very nice system I was very much inspired. That in the community, all the congregation members, those who are earning, and the youths also, those who are earning, they give at least 10% of their income to the temple. It's by some Nitya Seva, that Seva, this Seva. And by this, the temple is run, and even the ISKCON NBCC Pune temple has been built by all the united effort of the congregation member. Just see. So, this is a very good art, how we can contribute to society, contribute to the local temple in a community. So, therefore it is called dharmaya. 10% of the, at least I am saying, at least 25-50%, Rupa Goswami did 50%. He gave it. 10% at least we can share, we can save just for the Hari, Guru, Vaishnava Seva. First is dharmaya. Listen, financial management. Second one, yasase. Some of the savings can be used for yasa, to get the fame. Although devotee doesn't want in return, but still the name is announced, the yasa is also spread. Yasa means what? Some for betterment of society. What kind of? Like devotional social activity. Devotional. It is a very interesting new thing. How? By contributing book distribution, medication, Gaushala, opening library, book library, construction of the temple, medication, for education. We have so many education centers who teaches Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava. So, and some of them, they give free education to the brahmacharis. And to such some contribution, because that is for yasa. You see, devotees, they give donation, they do seva, and they get, even though they don't want, they get that credit. In the temple hall, you see the name of the devotees here in the right, here also, when the Krishna Balaram temple was opened, the names are, there will be forever, like this devotee also, Lakshmi Narayana. So there should be some contribution for yasa, food for life, dham seva, dham vasi seva, anything we can contribute. This is second one, yasa seva. Third one is arthaya. What is the meaning of arthaya? The money can produce more money. Okay? So a family man, a grihastha, can save, invest some money for economic growth, like some insurances, some savings, some business, whatever they do. Why? For economic growth, for the growth of economy, and so that they can do more seva. For that also they can save. Fourth one, kamaya, he says, fulfilling the desires. To live in this world, we have so many desires. At least basic necessities. I want a house to live in. My wife, my children are there. What about them? What about their career? What about their education? What about their futures? There should be some savings. Therefore, that is called kamaya. And sometimes the recreations, going, visiting Vrindavan, Mayapur, yatra, festivals, we go. That is also there. So this all comes in the category of kamaya. And lastly he said swajanaya. Swajanaya means, he says, for families, for own families and relatives. Some savings should be for wife and children, for my parents, for in-laws, and so many things. In social obligations is there. There should be some savings. So in this way, one can divide his economy into five parts. And then, at last, Shukracharya said that, in this way, you can live peacefully in this world, ultimately get the liberation. So this is the point I am talking about, Danei. This comes in the point charity. And then seventh one, he is saying, Santushtya. Santushtya means what? By satisfaction, the mind gets purified. By satisfaction. If one is satisfied, then mind is purified. He said, Santosho Trishu Kartavya Sodare Bhojane Dhane Trishu Naiva Kartavya Swadhyaya Japa Dani. Wonderful verse from Niti. One should be satisfied with three things. One should never be satisfied with the three things. It is say, one should be always satisfied with three things. What are they? First is swadare, with one's life partner. Whether he or she is black, white, thick, thin, whatever. Whatever is in destiny he or she gets, one should be satisfied. Swadare, bhojane. Whatever comes in our plate after the Bhagavatam class, one should be satisfied. In the form of what? Khichdi or Shahi Paneer. So bhojane. Bhojane, one should be satisfied. And then swadare bhojane dhane, in wealth, earning, one should be satisfied. Otherwise, there is no end of desire. Whatever in a legal way, if someone earns through business or through job, one should be satisfied in that. Three things one should never be satisfied. He says, Trishu naiva kartavya Swadhyaya Japa Dane. Swadhyaya. The devotees should spend, at least Prabhupada said in various occasions, that devotees should spend at least 1 hour a day by reading his books, his lectures, hearing his lecture. That comes in Swadhyaya. In our new Bhakta training program, they give a reporting card, sadhana card. We used to fill in our early days. How many hours you read in today, how many hours of the lecture you heard? So this is called Swadhyaya. So in this way we can regulate our life. Swadhyaya, one should never be satisfied. One should not say, oh, I have done Bhakti Shastri, I have done Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, now finish. Now what to do? What is next then? No. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, till now they are repeatedly reading the books. Regularly. My spiritual master, at middle night, 1 o'clock midnight, he gets up and reads Bhagavatam. Someone has sent a photo. He is only Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He still reads the basic books of Prabhupada. Someone sent a photo in WhatsApp. So this is called Swadhyaya. One should never be satisfied whatever he gets Swadhyaya. And also in Swadhyaya, second thing is Japa. Japa, if our 16th round is complete, then we, I don't want to say, but His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj says, our devotees are so oblivious and so much fatigued by chanting Hare Krishna, they park the bead bag in such a way the next day they have to search. Where is my bead bag? They park somewhere the next day. So japa, one should not be just satisfied. Okay, I have done it. Confirm. So more and more, more and more. We see devotees are in Vrindavan here chanting more and more number of rounds. And japa, and third thing is dani, again charity. Whatever we have, we should be ready to whatever possible way in capacity, we should contribute. By charity, our things, our possession gets purified. So in this way, he is saying about the santushti, and the last one is atma, atma vidyaya. How the self gets purified? See, repeatedly. By passing time, the material, the land and other material possessions gets purified. Second, by snana, by bathing, body gets purified. Third, by cleansing, saucabhyang, unclean things gets purified. Fourth, sanskare, by purificatory process, our birth gets purified. Fifth, by austerity, by tapasya, our senses gets purified. Sixth, by ijjaya, by doing puja, our existence gets purified. Sixth, seven, by charity, our things, possession gets purified. Santushtya, by satisfaction, our mind gets purified. Last one, by Krishna consciousness, by Atma Vidya, our Atma gets purified. Last one is saying, Drabhani Atmatma Vidyaya. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami gives a very wonderful, full of lesson verse for all of us to learn how the Nanda Baba gave charity and he was purified. Well, I mean to say, he was having Krishna as the son, he is all more purified. But by his pastime, he encouraged us how we can serve in our mission. So in this way, I stop here and at last I thank to all of you for patiently hearing, and also I do recommend, I expect some comments and questions from our senior devotees, Prabhupada disciples and others. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Please, Panchagoduku, Sutagetuku and others, some words, some clarification, if you have. By Krishna consciousness. Prabhu says that we are very much satisfied by Krishna consciousness.
Also, it may be hard to comprehend how 2 million cows fully decorated with jewels from a king in the village can produce these things, but this is the magnanimous nature of Krishna, or God, is incredible.
Yes.
In Vedic culture. So whatever doubts may come due to our fraud-like mentality, it's, you know, we have to overcome, you know, the whole thing with so many examples throughout the Bhagavatam. Krishna is amazing.
Exactly.
And just be satisfied that it all, as we mature, the realizations will come.
Yes, definitely. Because you can't comprehend 2 million of cows, we have never experienced of such things. Yes, so thank you. Sutagita Bhu, please. Yes, now the time, actual time to meet with Lord in the form of Mahaprasad. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।